It has come as no surprise to realise that various parts of the NHS and the corporate sector have been far more capable of responding to the coronavirus crisis than has the government. It's all a matter of what you have to focus on. In recent years, there have been various medical crises in the family that have shown us how effective the NHS can be. There was one occasion on a Saturday night when we were in accident and emergency for a potentially life-threatening condition. The staff was, as they always have been in our experience, supremely effective, acting at high speed, but at the same time exuding calm and reassuring capability. It puzzled me on that Saturday night because I knew that such an evening was traditionally expected to be a time of drunks and violence, and there was no sign of this whatsoever. And then a door opened at the end of the area we were in. Briefly, mayhem was glimpsed, police grappling with young men fighting with each other. The door was closed swiftly, and calm returned. I mentioned this to a nurse later on, and from what she said, you realise how it all worked. "You have no idea of the half of what is going on," was one of the things she said. It meant that they could focus on what needed to be done, and everyone else involved could remain calm as they went about it. And this, in the midst of the coronavirus crisis, is how successful companies and the sections of the NHS have managed their efforts. The crisis has meant that when there was a need for swift and practical action, it has been the initiatives further down the organisation and the administrative line that have brought the biggest change. You wouldn't recommend it, but such things work best in a crisis and when people are under pressure. This is why governments often seem flat-footed and lacking in knowledge and ability during crises. In a company or in an area of the NHS, there is no waiting about. A crisis needs a fast response and one that works. They may not know whether it'll work, but a genuine response from thoughtful and knowledgeable people is more likely to succeed. Politicians feel that they are only reacting. They are on the back foot, and they are very conscious of the possibility of being second-guessed over their actions. It is a recipe for inertia or poor decision-making. It is not a recipe for effective action or thinking. And that is how the coronavirus crisis has panned out. Politicians feel that they need to be seen to be acting decisively, but that is not the same as doing something that will achieve the desired result. There is a disconnect between aspirations and results. In a corporate crisis or in an A&E department on a Saturday night, there is no such luxury. Bright people have to come up with solutions based on the depth of their expertise and ability. Flannelling about doesn't save lives or build new adaptive business models. But imagination, a sense of responsibility and thoughtfulness does. I'm sure the government agrees with the statement that financial literacy is essential for everyone. But it was the Bank of England which said it when it decided to partner with the Beano comic, home of the Backstreet Kids, and Tess, as the Times Educational Supplement is now known, to take a programme into primary schools. It will support teachers in giving young people a strong sense of the importance of economic and financial decisions from an early age, announced the governor himself. Meanwhile, the actual government has been, as good Scots would say, swithering all over the place on schools and education. It is, I suppose, all down to culture. Hospital staff have to come up with results at pace. Central banks, too. Governments feel they don't have to.